Don't worry about anything but in everything by prayer and petition. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. Thanks for joining us today. This is the Hour of Intercession. I'm Pastor Joseph Parker. We invite you to look with us in the book of Hebrews, Hebrews chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Let brotherly love continue. Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares. Remember those who are in prison as though in prison with them, and those who are mistreated, since you also are in the body. Let marriage be held in honor among all, and let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep your life free from love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me? Remember your leaders, those who spoke to you the word of God. Consider the outcome of their way of life and imitate their faith. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Do not be led away by diverse and strange teachings, for it is good for the heart to be strengthened by grace, not by foods which have not benefited those devoted to them. We have an altar from which those who serve the tent have no right to eat, for the bodies of those animals whose blood is brought into the holy places by the high priest as a sacrifice for sin are burned outside the camp. So Jesus also suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his own blood. Therefore, let us go to him outside the camp and bear the reproach he endured, for here we have no lasting city, but we seek the city that is to come. Through him, then, let us continually offer up a sacrifice of praise to God, that is the fruit of lips that acknowledge his name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have, for such sacrifices are pleasing to God. Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy and not with groaning, for that would be of no advantage to you. Pray for us, for we are sure that we have a clear conscience, desiring to act honorably in all things. I urge you the more earnestly to do this in order that I may be restored to you the sooner. Now may the God of peace, who brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, the great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood of the eternal covenant, equip you with everything good that you may do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. I appeal to you, brothers, bear with my word of exhortation, for I have written to you briefly. You should know that our brother Timothy has been released, with whom I shall see you if he comes soon. Greet all your leaders and all the saints. Those who come from Italy send you greetings. Grace be with all of you. End of Hebrews chapter 13. Father, thank you once again for the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for the privilege we have of knowing you and being able to serve you each and every day. Thank you for the privilege of being salt and light in the world. Thank you for us as the church. Thank you for us as a nation. Help us, Lord, as the church and as a nation to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to not steal. Help us to tell the truth. Help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Hour of Intercession. Isaac Jackson is our producer. He'll lead us in prayer at this time.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for these moments. And Father, thank you so much for your word. Father, thank you so much for the depths and the meanings and the growth that we can get out of your word. Father, I ask that you'd grow a curiosity in our hearts to delve into the realities of heaven, to delve into the realities that you bring heaven here. Thank you so much, Father, for your Holy Spirit that equips us and empowers us. And Father, thank you so much that we get to spend time reading your word today. In your holy name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Isaac. And thank you again for being a part of our listening family. You know, one of the articles we've shared with you in the past is entitled Kingdom Prayers 2. And keep in mind, Kingdom Prayers is an article that has a compilation of a number of prayers that are based on Scripture that we're wise to pray every single day. I'm going to take time to share at least a portion of this article with some of the prayers that are listed there. But if you'd like to get a copy of the article, simply email us, joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Again, the title of the article, Kingdom Prayers 2. What difference did it make that I prayed today? And what difference did it make what I prayed for? Did it make a difference at all? Allow me to respond. I'm glad you asked. It made and makes all the difference in the world because you prayed, and specifically because you prayed certain kingdom kind of prayers, some of which include the Lord's Prayer, Isaiah's prayer in Isaiah 6:8, the prayer of Jabez, Solomon's prayer for wisdom, Paul's prayer in Acts 9:6, etc. These kinds of things will often happen, the following kinds of things. God will put you on people's hearts who otherwise may not have you on their mind. People may seek you out specifically to ask you for prayer or for wisdom. A unique opportunity for ministry just drops into your quote-unquote lap out of the blue. Opportunities to minister to and bless people come up regularly. These and other miraculous things will happen because you asked. Not only is God willing to answer these kinds of prayers, he is looking for disciples who will pray this way daily, and he will use them to do miraculous things. The following are several prayers that are based on the Word of God, and I'd encourage and challenge every single listener to pray them daily. And as you do, God will use you more and more to be a much greater blessing to the world because you asked him. Daily prayer tools. Prayers from the Word of God or based on the Word of God to use daily. Praying these daily prayers help us to become more and more fruitful vessels in the hands of the Holy Spirit. The first one is a prayer for salvation. And so if any person listening happens to not know Christ as Lord and Savior, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us and commit your life to the Lord? And please be in touch to let us know you've done that. Lord Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. I recognize that I've sinned and done wrong in many ways. Lord, by faith, I repent of all the wrong things I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. I do believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross to pay for all my sins, and I believe that 3 days later he rose from the dead so that I could be saved. Thank you, Lord, for loving me enough to die for me. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be the Lord and Savior of my life. Make me the person you want me to be. You said in your word that whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Right now, Lord, I'm calling on your name. Lord Jesus, save me and fill me with your Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. And I now confess I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. And again, that first prayer was a prayer for salvation. But as we said, if you prayed that prayer and committed your life to Christ, please be in touch with us. We would like to share with you some literature that'll help you to grow in your newfound faith and walk and relationship with Christ. My email, joseph@afr.net. The second prayer listed here under the Kingdom Prayers Part 2 is the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. In Jesus' name, amen. The third prayer listed is the prayer of Jabez. Lord, bless me indeed. Expand my territory. Place your hand anew upon me and keep me from evil that I may not cause pain. In Jesus' name, amen. Based on the prayer from 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. Then praying the Ten Commandments. Lord, thank you for all those we've lifted up in prayer today. Lord, help us this day to put you first. Help us to make no graven images. Help us, Lord, to not take your name in vain. Help us, Lord, to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Help us, Lord, to honor our fathers and our mothers. Help us to not murder. Help us to not commit adultery. Help us to tell the truth, and help us to not covet. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. The next one listed is a prayer for wisdom, similar to the prayer prayed by King Solomon in 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 4 to 15. Lord, thank you for today. Lord, bless us with a greater portion of wisdom for all the things you've called us to do today. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, and another one of the prayers listed is Psalm 91. Thank you, Lord, for all the believers and persons that we've lifted up in prayer today. And thank you for all those that are part of our listening family. Lord, today we dwell in the secret place of the Most High, and so we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Today I say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. Our God, in you do we trust. Surely you deliver us from the fowler's snare and from the noisome pestilence. You cover us with your feathers, and under your wings do we trust. Your truth is our shield and buckler. And so we are not afraid for the terrible night, nor for the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that stalks in the darkness, nor for the destruction that lays waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at our side and 10,000 at our right hand, but it shall not come near us. Only with our eyes shall we look and see the reward of the wicked, because we have made the Lord our refuge, even the Most High our habitation. No evil will befall us, neither shall any plague come near our dwelling. You give your angels charge over us to keep us in all our ways. They bear us up in their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone. We tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent. We trample underfoot because we have set our love upon you. Therefore, you deliver us. You set us on high because we have known your name. We call upon you and you answer us. You're with us in trouble. You deliver us and honor us. With long life, you satisfy us and show us your salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. And another one is a spouse's daily prayer for their spouse. So, of course, this is the husband's prayer for his wife. It's a good prayer for a spouse to pray over their loved one every single day. Thank you, Lord, for the gift my wife Bertie is to me and to our family, to the church, and the kingdom of God. Lord, bless my wife today. Indeed, expand her territory. Cause your hand to be mightily upon her. Keep her from evil that she may not cause pain. In Jesus' name. Help me this day to be the full blessing to her that you'd have me to be, in Jesus' name. Fill her today with your joy, peace, grace, and encouragement. Help her to walk in your love, your joy, and your peace. Help her to spend the time in your word and in prayer that you'd have her to spend today, in Jesus' name. Help her this day to put you first in her life. Help her to make no graven images. Help her to not take your name in vain. Help her to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Help her to honor her father and her mother. Help her to value life. Help her to not steal. Help her to not commit adultery. Help her to tell the truth. Help her to not covet, in Jesus' name. Empower her this day to fulfill all the call of God upon her life, in the name of Jesus. Help her today to be the living sacrifice you would have her to be, in Jesus' name. And dear Lord, bless her and keep her. Lord, make your face to shine upon her and be gracious to her. Dear Lord, lift up your countenance upon her and give her your peace. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. Again, the title of the article is Kingdom Prayers, Part 2. If you'd like to get a copy, simply email us at joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. We'll be right back.
My heart with your love. shut my heart, consume my heart with your love.
You have captured my heart,
consume
my heart with your love.
Say
you have captured my heart, consume my heart with your love.
Say it like you mean it. Timothy, say
you have captured
my heart,
consume
my heart,
with your love.
One more time, say
you have captured my heart, consume my heart with your love.
And if all I say is that's more than enough.
If all I say is Jesus, 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 that's more than enough.
The music of Dunson Oyekan with If All I Say Is Jesus. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We pick up now reading through the Word of God in the Old Testament, the book of Ezra, Ezra chapter 7, beginning at verse 1. Now after this, in the reign of Artaxerxes, king of Persia, Ezra the son of Seraiah, son of Azariah, son of Hilkiah, son of Shalom, son of Zadok, son of Ahitub, son of Amariah, son of Azariah, son of Merioth, son of Zerahiah, son of Uzai, son of Bukai, son of Abishua, son of Phinehas, son of Eleazar, son of Aaron, the chief priest. This Ezra went up from Babylonia. He was a scribe skilled in the law of Moses that the law, the God of Israel, had given, and the king granted him all that he asked, for the hand of the Lord his God was on him. And there went up also to Jerusalem in the seventh year of Artaxerxes the king, some of the people of Israel, and some of the priests and Levites, the singers and gatekeepers, and the temple servants. And Ezra came to Jerusalem in the fifth month, which was in the seventh year of the king. For on the first day of the first month he began to go up from Babylonia. And on the first day of the fifth month he came to Jerusalem, for the good hand of his God was on him. For Ezra had set his heart to study the law of the Lord, and to do it, and to teach his statutes and rules in Israel. This is a copy of the letter that King Artaxerxes gave to Ezra the priest, the scribe, a man learned in matters of the commandments of the Lord, and his statutes for Israel. Artaxerxes, king of kings, to Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven. Peace. And now I make a decree that anyone of the people of Israel, or their priests, or Levites in my kingdom, who freely offers to go to Jerusalem, may go with you. For you are sent by the king and his seven counselors to make inquiries about Judah and Jerusalem, according to the law of your God, which is in your hand, and also to carry the silver and gold that the king and his counselors have freely offered to the God of Israel, whose dwelling is in Jerusalem, with all the silver and gold that you shall find in the whole province of Babylonia, and with the freewill offerings of the people, and the priests bowed willingly for the house of their God that is in Jerusalem. With this money, then you shall, with all diligence, buy bulls, rams, and lambs, with their grain offerings, and their drink offerings, and you shall offer them on the altar of the house of your God that is in Jerusalem. Whatever seems good to you and your brothers to do with the rest of the silver and gold, you may do, according to the will of your God. The vessels that have been given you for the service of the house of your God, you shall deliver before the God of Jerusalem. And whatever else is required for the house of your God, which it falls to you to provide, you may provide it out of the king's treasury. And I, Artaxerxes the king, make a decree to all the treasurers in the province beyond the river, whatever Ezra the priest, the scribe of the law of the God of heaven, requires of you, let it be done with all diligence, up to 100 talents of silver, 100 cores of wheat, 100 baths of wine, 100 baths of oil, and salt without prescribing how much. Whatever is decreed by the God of heaven, let it be done in full for the house of the God of heaven, lest his wrath be against the realm of the king and his sons. We also notify you that it shall not be lawful to impose tribute, custom, or toll on any one of the priests, the Levites, the singers and the doorkeepers, the temple servants, or other servants of this house of God. And you, Ezra, according to the wisdom of your God that is in your hand, appoint magistrates and judges who may judge all the people in the province, who may judge all the people in the province beyond the river, all such as know the laws of your God. And those who do not know them, you shall teach. Whoever will not obey the law of your God and the law of the king, let judgment be strictly executed on him, whether for death or for punishment or for banishment or for confiscation of his goods or for imprisonment. Blessed be the Lord, the God of our fathers, who put such a thing as this into the heart of the king, to beautify the house of the Lord that is in Jerusalem, and who extended to me his steadfast love before the king and his counselors, and before all the king's mighty officers I took courage, for the hand of the Lord my God was on me, and I gathered leading men from Israel to go up with me. Ezra chapter 8. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, and this is the genealogy of those who went up with me from Babylonia. In the reign of Artaxerxes the king, of the sons of Phinehas, Gershom, of the sons of Ithamar, Daniel, of the sons of David, Hattush, of the sons of Shechaniah, who was of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, with whom we registered. Of the sons of Shechaniah, who was of the sons of Parosh, Zechariah, with whom were registered 150 men. Of the sons of Pahath Moab, Eliehoenai, the son of Zerahiah, and with him 200 men. Of the sons of Zattu, Shechaniah, the son of Jahaziel, and with him 300 men. Of the sons of Adin, Ebed, the son of Jonathan, and with him 50 men. Of the sons of Elam, Jeshiah, the son of Athaliah, and with him 70 men. Of the sons of Shephatiah, Zebadiah, the son of Michael, and with him 80 men. Of the sons of Joab, Obadiah, the son of Jehiel, and with him 218 men. Of the sons of Benai, Shelemith, the son of Josaphiah, and with him 160 men. Of the sons of Bebai, Zechariah, the son of Bebai, and with him 28 men. of the sons of Azgad, Johanan, the son of Hecatan, and with him 110 men. Of the sons of Adonikam, those who came later, their names being Eliphelet, Jeuel, and Shemaiah, and with them 60 men. Of the sons of Bigvai, Uthai and Zakur, and with them 70 men. I gathered them to the river that runs to Ahava, and there we camped 3 days. As I reviewed the people and the priests, I found there some of the sons of Levi. Then I sent for Eleazar, Ariel, Shemaiah, Elnathan, Jarib, Elnathan, Nathan, Zechariah, and Meshullam, leading men, and for Joarib and Elnathan, who were men of insight, and sent them to Iddo, the leading man at the place of Cassaphiah, telling them what to say to Iddo and his brothers and the temple servants at the palace of Cassaphiah, namely to send us ministers for the house of our God. And by the good hand of our God on us, they brought us a man of discretion, of the sons of Mahli, the son of Levi, son of Israel, namely Sherebiah, with his sons and kinsmen. Also Hashabiah, and with him Jeshiah of the sons of Merari, and his kinsmen and their sons 20, besides 220 of the temple servants whom David and his officials had set apart to attend the Levites. These were all mentioned by name. Then I proclaimed a fast there at the river Ahava, that we might humble ourselves before our God, to seek from him a safe journey for ourselves, our children, and all our goods. For I was ashamed to ask the king for a band of soldiers and horsemen to protect us against the enemy on our way, since we had told the king, the hand of our God is good on all who seek him, and the power of his wrath is against all who forsake him. So we fasted and implored our God for this, and he listened to our entreaty. Then I set apart 12 of the leading priests, Sherebiah, Hashabiah, and 10 of their kinsmen with them. And I weighed out to them the silver and the gold and the vessels, the offering for the house of our God, that the king and his counselors and his lords and all Israel there present had offered. I weighed out into their hand 650 talents of silver and silver vessels worth 200 talents and 100 talents of gold, 20 bowls of gold worth 1,000 derricks and two vessels of fine bright bronze as precious as gold. And I said to them, you are holy to the Lord, and the vessels are holy, and the silver and the gold are a freewill offering to the Lord, the God of your fathers. Guard them and keep them until you weigh them before the chief priests and the Levites and the heads of fathers' houses in Israel at Jerusalem, within the chambers of the house of the Lord. So the priests and the Levites took over the weight of the silver and the gold and the vessels to bring them to Jerusalem, to the house of our God. Then he departed from the river Ahava on the 12th day of the first month to go to Jerusalem. The hand of our God was on us, and he delivered us from the hand of the enemy and from ambushes on the way. We came to Jerusalem, and there we remained 3 days. On the 4th day, within the house of our God, the silver and the gold and the vessels were weighed into the hands of Meremoth, the priest, son of Uriah, and with him was Eleazar, the son of Phinehas. And with them were the Levites, Jozabad, the son of Jeshua, and Noadiah, the son of Bunai. The whole was counted and weighed, and the weight of everything was recorded. And at that time, those who had come from captivity, the returned exiles, offered burnt offerings to the God of Israel. 12 bulls for all Israel, 96 rams, 77 lambs, and as a sin offering, 12 male goats. All this was a burnt offering to the Lord. They also delivered the king's commissions to the king's satraps and to the governors of the province beyond the river. And they aided the people and the house of God. End of Ezra chapter 8. Thank you, Father, once again for the privilege and the opportunity to read your word each and every day. Help us to grow in our commitment and our hunger to fill our hearts and our minds with your word every day. And help us to be wise believers who not only read and study ourselves, but who daily teach and train our children to fill their hearts and their minds with the word every day as well. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name we do pray. Amen. You're listening to the Hour of Intercession as we're reading through the word of God. I'll be right back. Of Covenant Church with I Will Lift Up My Eyes. Thanks for listening to the Hour of Intercession here on American Family Radio. We continue reading through the Word of God as we pick up in the New Testament, the Gospel of Matthew chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. At that time, Jesus went through the grain fields on the Sabbath. His disciples were hungry, and they began to pluck heads of grain and to eat. But when the Pharisees saw it, they said to him, "Look, your disciples are doing what is not lawful to do on the Sabbath." He said to them, "Have you not read what David did when he was hungry and those who were with him, how he entered the house of God and ate the bread of the presence, which it is not lawful for him to eat, nor for those who were with him, but only for the priests? Or have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are guiltless? I tell you something greater than the temple is here. And if you had known what this means, 'I desire mercy and not sacrifice,' you would not have condemned the guiltless. For the Son of Man is Lord of the Sabbath." He went on from there and entered their synagogue. And a man was there with a withered hand. And they asked him, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath?" so that they might accuse him. He said to them, "Which one of you who has a sheep, if it falls into a pit on the Sabbath, will not take hold of it and lift it out? Or how much more of how much more value is a man than a sheep? So it is lawful to do good on the Sabbath." Then he said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." And the man stretched it out, and it was restored, healthy like the other. But the Pharisees went out and conspired against him how to destroy him. Jesus, aware of this, withdrew from there, and many followed him, and he healed them all and ordered them not to make him known. This was to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, "Behold, my servant whom I have chosen, my beloved with whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he will proclaim justice to the Gentiles. He will not quarrel or cry aloud, nor will anyone hear his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not quench, until he brings justice to victory. And in his name the Gentiles will hope." Then a demon-oppressed man, who was blind and mute, was brought to him, and he healed him, so that the man spoke and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, "Can this be the son of David?" But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, "It is only by Beelzebub, the prince of demons, that this man casts out demons." Knowing their thoughts, he said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself is laid waste, and no city or house divided against itself will stand. And if Satan casts out Satan, he is divided against himself. How then will his kingdom stand? And if I cast out demons by Beelzebub, by whom do your sons cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the Spirit of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. Or how can someone enter? Or how can someone enter a strong man's house and plunder his goods unless he first binds the strong man? Then indeed he may plunder his house. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. Therefore, I tell you, every sin and blasphemy will be forgiven people, but the blasphemy against the Spirit will not be forgiven. And whoever speaks a word against the Son of Man will be forgiven, but whoever speaks against the Holy Spirit will not be forgiven, either in this age or in the age to come. Either make the tree good and its fruit good, or make the tree bad and its fruit bad. For the tree is known by its fruit. You brood of vipers, how can you speak good when you are evil? For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. The good person out of his good treasure brings forth good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure brings forth evil. I tell you, on the day of judgment, people will give account for every careless word they speak. For by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Then some of the scribes and Pharisees answered him, saying, "Teacher, we wish to see a sign from you." But he answered them, "An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of the prophet Jonah. For just as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the belly of the great fish, so will the Son of Man be there. So will the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. For they repented at the preaching of Jonah. And behold, something greater than Jonah is here. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it passes through waterless places, seeking rest, but finds none. Then it says, I will return to my house from which I came. And when it comes, it finds the house empty, swept, and put in order. Then it goes and brings with it seven other spirits more evil than itself. And they enter and dwell there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first. So also will it be with this evil generation. While he was still speaking to the people, behold, his mother and his brothers stood outside asking to speak to him. But he replied to the man who told him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." Matthew chapter 13. That same day Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the sea, and great crowds gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat down. And the whole crowd stood on the beach, and he told them many things in parables, saying, "A sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seeds fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured them. Other seed fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and immediately they sprang up, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched. And since they had no root, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them." Verses 1 through 7, Matthew chapter 13. Thank you again, Father, for the many ways your word pours grace, peace, wisdom, joy, strength, and encouragement into our hearts and our lives. Thank you, Father, for the privilege of us being able to open your word and spend time with you one-on-one every single day. And thank you, Lord, for the truth that you'll spend as much time with us as we will spend with you in your word. With every passing day, more and more, Father, help us to be a people that are listening to your word, obeying your word, and following your word each and every day. And Father, thank you for your guidance, your mercy, your grace, and your peace. Thank you for how that your peace flows into our hearts as we read and study your word. Thank you for how that your joy flows into our hearts and our minds as we read and study and meditate on your word. And thank you, Lord, for how that your light pours into our hearts and our minds more and more as we read and study your word. Help us to be wise enough to make it the priority in our lives you'd have us to. But Lord, help us as parents and grandparents and persons that minister to young people, help us to make it the priority in the church that you want us to make it, of teaching and training our children to read the Word of God aloud to us as adults every single day. Lord, help us to be a diligent people, diligent as in people who are committed to doing this because we realize how important, we have a great understanding of how important it is to fill our hearts and our minds with the Word of God. Help us to be faithful to do that on a daily basis. And Lord, more and more, help our children to grow in their understanding of just the fact that your word is so powerful. It's so full of grace, so full of mercy, so full of joy, so full of peace, so full of power, and that they too can be tremendously blessed as they simply make it the priority you would have them to make it. Lord, more and more, teach us and help us to teach our children to make time in your word the high, high priority in life that you'd have it to be for each and every one of us. We thank you. We praise you for this privilege. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen. You've been listening to the Hour of Intercession. We've been reading through the Word of God as we usually do before we end the broadcast. If you are listening today and you've never asked Jesus Christ to come into your heart to be your Lord and Savior, if you're not saved today and you want to make that step, would you from your heart pray this prayer with us even now? Lord Jesus, thank you for loving me so, so much that you came into this world a long time ago. You lived. You died on the cross to pay for all my sins. 3 days later, you rose up from the dead so that I could be saved. Lord, I confess I've sinned and done wrong in many, many ways. Lord, I repent and I turn from all the wrong I've done. Forgive me, Lord, for all the wrong things I've done. Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Be my Lord and Savior. In your word, you told us, whoever calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Today, Lord, we're calling on your name. Lord, save me, fill me with your Spirit. Help me to follow you all my life. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, if you prayed that prayer and gave your life to Christ, we want to connect with you. We'd like to be in touch with you. We'd like to share with you some literature and resource materials that will help you to begin to grow up and grow strong and put down roots deep in your new walk with the Lord Jesus Christ. Would you take the time to email us? Again, that email is joseph@afr.net. Again, that's joseph@afr.net. Also, if you'd like to get a copy of the article that we shared earlier, Kingdom Prayers Part 2, same email, joseph@afr.net. We'll be glad to get that to you. Again, Kingdom Prayers Part 2, again, joseph@afr.net. We'd be honored to send it with you. Hope that you'll use it, that you'll use it as a discipleship tool with your family, and that you'll forward it and share it with fellow church members, co-workers on the job, saved and unsaved individuals. Use it as a seed to use your email with to do the work of discipleship. Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for the Hour of Intercession.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast do not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.